I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. We're currently in a mini-series called A Traveler's Guide to Glory, as we consider the 15 Psalms of Ascent found in Psalms 120 through 134. The sheer title suggests they were a sort of songbook for ancient pilgrims, songs they took upon their lips as they made the uphill journey to Jerusalem. And God preserved them for you and I, friend, so that we would likewise have a guide. They first help us keep our eyes fixed on our destination, the glory of heaven. And second, they unpack spiritual truths to teach us how to understand our own journey as Christian believers. And Psalm 126, I'll confess, happens to be a personal favorite of my wife and I. Listen to the first three verses of Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Delirious happiness. That is how Psalm 126 begins as the traveler reflects on this great day of restoration. This likely refers to when the exiled Jews were told they could finally return home. You see, God's people had been conquered by the Babylonians, and many were forced to leave their homeland. For 70 years they had lived as strangers in a foreign land, and then the news came. The king announced the Jews were free to return to their homeland. Can you imagine the scene of someone running through the streets with the king's edict in hand? "We are free! We can return home!" And the doors begin to open, and the first person hears the message, and they just begin to laugh. And you've heard that laughter is contagious. Well, soon everyone is laughing and neighbors are out in the street breaking forth in joyful songs. It was like a dream come true. This tells us that Christianity, friends, should be a laughing matter. I mean, people love to laugh. Well, Christians have more reason to laugh than anyone. God has done great things for us in the death and resurrection of His own Son, Jesus, as we who are once far off have now been brought near by the blood of Christ, and we should let the world know about our joy. Verse 2 tells us the nation saw God's people packing up and heading back home with such joy. They got caught up in the scene. They were saying, how wonderful it must be to be in God's family. But then the people arrive in their homeland in verses 4 to 6, and the mood changes drastically. Listen. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. I couldn't help but wonder, what was the original tune of this psalm? It goes from delirious happiness to utter disappointment. I mean, what sort of tune can handle such a range of emotions? You see, it seems like they arrive in the homeland to find it's not what they had imagined. The land of milk and honey is now a barren wilderness. Invaders had come in and brought destruction in the land. And then it was left untended for 70 years. Add to that, it seems it's a time of drought. And here you are. You made the journey in faith, and you only have one bag of seed to sow in a desert. Well, you can either eat that one bag and have nothing for the next year, or you can go out and sow that one bag you have in tears, crying out to God for major blessing, asking Him to send streams in the Negev, this place that doesn't get a lot of water. Can you see the scene? Sowing seeds in tears, the tears watering the seeds that you're sowing in hope of a later crop. Perhaps you know what this is like, to grieve as you beg God to restore what has been devastated and abandoned. Friend, you heard it. Psalm 126 ends on a high note of faith. Your seed sown in tears carry the promise of future joy, a day when you will go out and you're going to discover a glorious crop. And you'll gather that harvest and you're going to return home singing again, songs of joy to God as He has blessed, as you carry these heavy sheaves of wonderful harvest on your shoulder. Now, I know I mentioned that this was a favorite psalm of Jamie and mine. So why is that, Joel? Well, Jamie and I have fostered over 20 children who have come under our roof, children who have been devastated and abandoned. And what do? We do what Psalm 126 teaches. We sow gospel seeds with tears, placing hope in their little hearts while they're with us. And after they leave, we continue to pray that God will water what we've sown, trusting that one day we will see such a great harvest, we won't be able to stop ourselves from singing. Yeah, harvesting is more fun than sowing seeds in tears. But friends, we're called to carry a cross with the promise of joy and future glory. My friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.